From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama made history Friday by visiting Hiroshima, Japan, the site of the world's first atomic bombing. Mr. Obama is the first sitting U.S. president to visit the city where the United States dropped the first atomic bomb in August of 1945. As Cindy Sain reports, the president used the visit to call for the world to have the courage to escape what he called the logic of fear.
Cheering Japanese greeted the president's motorcade as he made his way to the city's Memorial Park, which marks ground zero for the 1945 nuclear blast that destroyed most of the city. President Obama says while the past cannot be forgotten, the memories can and have helped forge a better future.
The world was forever changed here. But today, the children of this city will go through their day in peace. What a precious thing that is.
Obama and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe also laid a wreath in remembrance of the tens of thousands who died in the blast and the millions who died during World War II. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Hiroshima.
U.S. Special Forces in Syria, who were wearing the patches of a Kurdish fighting group, have been ordered to remove them due to what was called political sensitivities. Coalition spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said for Special Forces units to wear patches of the People's Protection Units, known as the YPG, on U.S. military uniforms was not authorized. Turkey, a NATO ally, considers these Kurdish forces to be terrorists and expressed anger over photos showing U.S. soldiers wearing those patches. This is VOA News. The United